Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm Colleen Klimczak. I'm an organizational and productivity coach and a certified professional organizer. I own Peace of Mind Professional Organizing, LLC. Since 2003, I've been helping my clients live better lives through organizing and organizational and productivity coaching. I support my clients and my community with coaching, in-person and virtual organizing, my weekly podcast called Your Organized Life with Colleen Klimczak, a free weekly virtual productivity session called Finish Line Friday, a free weekly email newsletter, and regular content on Facebook and Instagram. I also offer presentations and professional development to groups and companies. And coming soon, I'll be launching a membership circle to support my community with even more coaching and productivity content. Want to finish strong this week? Join me for Finish Line Friday every Friday morning at 9 a.m. Central for a two-hour productivity session. Drop me an email at colleen@peaceofmindpo.com or follow the Zoom room link on my Instagram or Facebook pages. Welcome to Your Organized Life, episode 77. So I can't believe I'm saying this, but I recently published my 500th blog article. This is noteworthy, at least to me. I could never have predicted all those years ago when I started publishing blog articles that I would have stuck with it for this long. Or I couldn't have predicted way back when, on which day, far away in the future, that I would publish my 100th or 300th or 500th article. And by the way, that day was April 15th, 2024. My first blog post was on May 19th, 2010. I vacillate most days between either wanting to take down old posts that have become outdated due to technology advances or life changes for me, or wanting to leave every post up forever because they've become a journal or diary of sorts. I will most likely leave them be. 2010 seems a long time ago. My sons, now 19, 24, and 26, were 5.5, 10, and 12. Personally, my organizing questions then were much different than my organizing questions now, and therefore so were my articles. And my business has certainly grown and changed in those 14 years. Next month, I will celebrate my 21st year in business. Wow. I started my company as a mother of two small boys who wanted more flexibility in her schedule than the office job downtown could provide. Soon after, I had our third son. My company survived the economic downturn in 2008 and the global pandemic in 2020. I was doing my end of the month bookkeeping the other day, and my monthly numbers are back up to pre-pandemic levels and beyond. That is very exciting. And more importantly, I am serving and reaching more people than ever, and those numbers are truly more important than the monetary numbers any day. But today I want to talk about the how, as in how does one publish 500 articles in 14 years, which averages out to 36-ish articles a year. As to the how, the answer is with consistency and practice, and that is where I want to go today. You may not know this about me, or maybe you do. In addition to being a certified professional organizer, I'm also a board member for my local Board of Education. And this week, I get to address our middle school National Junior Honor Society at their formal induction ceremony. When this podcast episode drops, they will have already heard this speech. They deserve to hear it first. It's for them. But as I pondered today what I wanted to say to the students this week, and that in my podcast and newsletter, I wanted to share that I have hit the 500th article milestone, the two topics came together. So here's my advice to our National Junior Honor Society members and the rest of us, too, about consistency and practice. Good evening, students, parents, special guests, staff, and administrators. Students, I'm pleased to have the opportunity to speak to you this evening. We have to practice what we hope to be. Let's start there. Greatness or success or healthy habits or athletic prowess or anything we want to achieve is not going to just happen. Sorry, but it will not just happen by accident. These accomplishments will not happen by chance, and they certainly won't happen overnight or in an instant. Consistency and practice are key. Now, please understand me. I love happy accidents. I love serendipitous events, where what went into that event yielded amazing and unexpectedly awesome results. But we can't count on those to happen. That's what makes them accidents. So we need to work for ourselves on what we want to achieve and not leave it up to chance. Some of you may have natural talents like music or athletics or creative writing or being a great friend, and those are amazing, of course, and we can also still always improve. You may not know this, but I sing professionally. I've been singing and playing the flute since I was in elementary school, just like some of you, and now I get paid to do it. How cool is that? I was rehearsing over the weekend for a gig, and I was reminded that we have to practice for what we want to achieve. I needed to learn new songs, and I had to practice to keep my breathing strong and to not stumble over awkward words. I put in the work so that I can consistently achieve my desired results. I also direct a choir at my church, and when we're rehearsing together and someone makes a mistake, including me, actually very often me, we all brush it off and learn from it, and then we move on. That's why we rehearse, to make our mistakes and learn from them and get better. So when we perform for real, we're ready. I say that often to my choir. That's why we rehearse. And the more we practice, the better we get. My challenge to you today is to make your days a practice of being good students or athletes, of being a good friend, a good human being, of being good leaders. Consistently practice being a good you. As NJHS members, you have the opportunity to be leaders in your school community, in our Evergreen Park community, and in our global community. I do too. We have the opportunity to make our communities better and the lives of the people in our communities better. How amazing is that? And we get to do that every day. That's what leadership means, that we have the opportunity to make things better and that we should use that opportunity to do so. National Junior Honor Society is a group of leaders. You've proven through academic achievement and service that you have the commitment, desire, and consistency required to continue to be better and to help our community to be better. Better looks different for different people, and that's okay. I'm not suggesting that we have to be perfect, ever. That's ridiculous. Some days are rough, and we learn from those too, and come back stronger from the learning. But we can always be better. Better than yesterday, but not as great as we'll be tomorrow. We can always strive for better. Not perfect, not even great, or even good some days, but always better. And so we have to practice consistently to make that happen. Consistent practice towards a goal teaches us how to learn. I say to my choir that I love the professional challenge that comes with having to learn a new song. We learn how to learn. Learning will never stop. It shouldn't ever stop. When we stop learning, we stop growing. So we can practice learning. We can practice being curious. We can practice being open. We can practice appreciating others. Because here's a secret, even though we're the leaders, we never stop learning from others, ever. Moreover, we should seek to learn from others. We shouldn't just let it happen. That's one of those practice items, right? That's why we rehearse. We should actively seek to learn from others, actively learn, actively practice what it is we want to achieve. Actively try to get better every day because we can consistently practice at being a good you and me. I congratulate you this evening. I appreciate you. I seek to learn from you. I can't wait to see what the next academic year brings and beyond. And I'm here with you. I can't wait to be here with you on this journey. I'm willing to help however I can. Thank you for your time and congratulations. So, podcast listeners, thanks for sticking with me to the end. I love having the opportunity to speak to our students. They are an amazing group of people. I take my responsibilities to my school district and students very seriously, and my commitments to you, my community, seriously as well. And my wish for all of us is to keep improving every day in big and small ways with consistent practice towards better. Support around continuous improvement is what productivity coaching is all about. If it's time to invest in yourself and explore coaching for organizing and productivity, I would love to hear from you. Drop me a line via email at colleen@peaceofmindpo.com or message me through any of my social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Thanks so much and talk to you next week.